We'll try to make it good then.
The first question here at Five Quick Questions is, do you have a personal mantra or something you use to get you going creatively?
Definitely. So when I was a kid and all my brothers and sisters were kids, my dad had a saying that says, he told us, well, it's like eating an elephant. You just do it one bite at a time, and before you know it, you're done. And so I have taken that to heart as best I can, and even named my self-publishing company after that saying that he told us. So whenever I find myself overwhelmed with projects or something big in front of me, I try to think about, you know, just tackling it one bite at a time. And it's so useful in so many aspects of life. So that would definitely be mine.
As someone who oftentimes feels overwhelmed with what I want to do and achieve creatively, I think I will take that that one home with me. You also answered another question I had, which was how you arrived at the name of your publishing company.
Yeah, there you go. It'll be four quick questions.
I will also point out that you're not advocating the actual consumption of it.
Right. I have never literally, only metaphorically eaten elephants.
The second question is, an indispensable tool for you in your creator's toolbox?
Oh man, so many to choose from. I probably say non-reproducible blue lead, so I don't have to erase anything. I can just scan it and threshold it out. Shaves a few minutes and probably hours off of my life, not having to do that. So I'll go with that one. Something analog for you.
I love it. Yeah. Analog and process oriented is really cool. Number three, eyes on the prize. What is the prize for you?
Boy, that's a good question. You know, ultimately, I think, connection is the ultimate prize. Connection with people, connection with community. You know, I get a big high from making books. And I think if you asked me that early in my career, I probably would have said something like the finished product, which I'm still very interested in making. But the more I go on, the more I see these as like conduits for connection, conduits for conversation. And, you know, ultimately we're all going to leave this earth somehow. And, it would be nice to leave it with some good impressions on people. So, I'll probably go with that.
Like your grandfather before you. Yeah. I think that's a very appropriate answer. Thank you. Number four, this is the point where we start time traveling. So we talked about it at the beginning of the podcast, jump in your way, way back machine, as you said. Advice to your past self from the seat in which you sit now.
Everything is going to be okay. You end up in a pretty darn good place in life. You got an awesome wife, really amazing kid, an unbelievable job, sweet house. You have a collection of pinball machines
right behind you. Yeah, is waiting for.
Like it's everything's gonna be all right. Don't worry. Things are gonna be okay.
Beautiful. And then number five, question for future you from the seat in which you sit.
That's another good question. These are good questions, Kevin. A question for future me. Gosh, I don't know. You know, I do wish I could live forever, but I don't often wish... I don't know that I ever wish that I knew the future. So I don't know that I would ask my future self a question. I think I enjoy having agency over my life, and I think I would feel beholden to whatever answer I was given from future me. I don't think I'd ask future me anything.
A first at What's Your Random Podcast. I'm thinking about, really perplexed about imagining your future self. Like, is he disappointed? That- yeah.
Get this out of your really, future self. I don't want to know any of that.
You've posed.
Let
really
me get
cool,
there on my own time.
as with your forthcoming comic, A Hunter's Tale, I think you just posed another interesting thought experiment and scenario that can get us thinking. So with that, yeah, I really want to thank you for bringing out the best of What's Your Random Podcast.